Our Jefferson West locker room chat continues here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamma. We got Joe Smith, the Tigers boys basketball coach. It is presented by Heinen Repair. Tigers playing some good ball right now. It continued on Tuesday night this week. They got a win at home in Big East League play against Royal Valley, 47-40. It just seemed like a pretty solid Big East League contest across the board, coach. And just take us back to that one, and what'd you see?
You know, big thing for us offensively. We're starting to starting to click a little bit and figure some things out and, you know, trying to get guys in the right spots. But, you know, I've been preaching to our guys, you know, kind of since day one. You know, we're not the, I don't want to say the best offensive team, but, you know, we have to hang our hat on defense. Like, we have to go into games, you know, thinking that, you know, planning to be the hardest playing team and just be locked in defensively. And kind of let our defense help create some offense for us. I don't like that we, you know, try to play in the half court every possession down. So guys are really bought into guarding and getting stopped and, you know, just trying to get some easy points for us by playing defense. And that's been looking really good for us.
Do you think that's been kind of the biggest key in this little run here? You play Valley Falls on the road in the opener, lose that game, but you've bounced back with three straight wins. You hung up 62 against McLouth on Friday. You held JCN a week or two ago to 33 points, and then obviously 47-40, kind of a classic Big East League score, you would think, maybe there. But would you hang the hat on defense as far as the success you guys have seen over the last couple of weeks?
Absolutely. And, you know, we kind of start practice every day, kind of doing the same things, you know, just kind of preaching defense and technique and, you know, all the little things. I mean, we probably spend our first, you know, 30 minutes of practice on that every single day. We've been sending teams to the free throw line a little bit too much. You know, and like I said, guys really are bought in and they're flying around and they're fighting and they're competing. So, you know, just trying to clean up the fouls and not let the fouls come on, you know, trying to steal the ball from people or being overly aggressive. But, like I said, defense is the key to everything that we're trying to do. And, like I said, the guys are really bought into that and, you know, they're kind of playing for each other right now. And it's really good to see. It's kind of creating some good basketball.
Who's a player or two, or maybe you can rattle off a few names here, maybe that you've liked their play, you know, during this run? You know, again, it was a good up-and-down game against Valley Falls, but again, the Dragons got that win. Now you've won three straight. Who's a player or two that's really kind of stood out to you here with their play over the last couple of weeks?
For us, big thing, every game it seems to be a different person. It seems to be a different person, and obviously you need points to score, but I try not to – you know, let how many points people score dictate, you know, how well they played. So, you know, for us, every game, it tends to be a different person. And, you know, sometimes it's scoring, sometimes it's rebounding, sometimes it's defense. So it's been a group effort for us, for sure. Our bigs have been playing well. Mason McCollum and Jason Payne, both of those guys have been, you know, just a tandem. They play two different, you know, styles of basketball. So just being able to get them in and rotate them in and out and just give teams, you know, different looks offensively and defensively when they're in the game has been big for us. You know, we talk about Connor Rich quite a bit. You know, he kind of, like we kind of go as he go, and he's our floor general and he leads us. Tucker Holthouse, like I said, he's our heartbeat. I mean, he might not do much in the scoring column, and I think that'll come for him. But, I mean, he just finds other ways to help us always. I mean, steals and rebounds and everything. And our guard play has been pretty good. So, I mean, I was talking to my assistants last night, and I was like, you know, this is the first time since I've been at Jeff West that I've been comfortable to play, you know, eight or nine guys in the game. And, you know, that's a good luxury to have for sure.
Yeah, we popped on here, talked a little bit before we got going, and we mentioned how crucial it was to get that win against Royal Valley on Tuesday night, and that kind of springboards you to Friday night's game against a team right now that's playing as well as anybody in the Big East, and that's Nemaha Central. Obviously a tough test here to close out the 24 portion of the schedule. They're coming off a big win against Valley Heights. They got impressive wins as well. They beat Hanover, Holton, and Centralia early on in the year. What can you tell us about Nemaha Central? Where does their strengths lie and the challenges for this one on Friday?
Their coach has been there a long time, and, you know, he's super precise in his regimen and the way that they play, and you know, his players play like that. I mean, they're not going to let you beat them. Like, if you beat them, you have to go in and beat them. They're not going to beat themselves. So for us going into Friday, just we'll kind of watch some film today, but still kind of, you know, trying to clean some things up for us, like trying to clean some things up for us. And I know they have the big kid who I got to watch him play quite a bit this summer with AAU basketball. He got a lot better and his game improved and he's playing with a lot of confidence. So that'll be a great test for us heading into Christmas break.
So you guys get Nemaha Central on Friday at home. Obviously a crucial early test here in the Big East League. Real quick, get you out of here with this, Coach. Christmas is next week. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Ooh, that's a good one. That is a great question. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday, so I'm not a huge fan of Christmas. But if I had to go, favorite Christmas movie, it'd probably have to be Home Alone for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely solid choice right there. Joe Smith joining us, Jeff West Boys basketball coach, brought to you by Heinen Repair. The Tigers on a little bit of a roll, 3 straight wins, and now they get undefeated Nemaha Central on Friday before the holiday break. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Enjoy the holiday break, and we'll talk to you in 2025.
Yes, sir. Happy holidays to you and your family as well.